All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the very first episode of the Push Podcast.
So exciting.
Yay. I'm Sydney.
And I'm Megan.
And I'm a labor and delivery nurse. I'm also the creator of Nurse Sydney. So my TikTok account, which has blossomed into other social media platforms as well. So Instagram and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. And this is my cousin Megan.
Hi, everybody. It's really nice to meet you. I've been following Sydney in the background for a long time, cheering her on. So it's a little bit jarring, but really exciting for me to be on this side of things with
you. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm an OBGYN, Memorial College certified in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm also a clinical researcher, a minimally invasive gynecologic surgeon, and maybe most importantly to all this discussion, I am a new mother myself.
A new mom.
Have recently gone through the labor, delivery, pregnancy process from the patient side of things too, which was a wild ride.
Which is so important. And her son is the cutest little thing in the entire world.
I mean, I'm very biased. However, is he a perfect little prince? Yes, he is.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Absolutely.
He gives me baby fever every day, for sure. For sure.
Oh, man. Well, so Sydney, how, for our listeners who may not know kind of your backstory, how did you get into this space? What prompted you to become a labor and delivery nurse?
Yeah. Well, I kind of always knew I wanted to work in medicine. I've always loved the hospital and all that kind of stuff, even as like a small child. I always wanted to work in the hospital setting. And then I kind of decided nursing was a good avenue for me because it was a four-year undergraduate degree. I didn't really, at the time, I wasn't sure if I could last for as many years as you've done in medical school.
I feel like
and
I tried to convince you to go to med school.
You did.
At one
you definitely
point.
Did. You and your dad.
And my dad. Oh my God.
But I just, at the time, I wasn't sure. And I was like, okay, this is a good, solid way for me to get in. And then I can decide after that if I want to keep going. And then once I was in nursing school, I realized my love for women's health specifically. I just loved learning about the woman's body and the reproductive system. And it just, I don't know, out of all of the different anatomy and the courses I took and the biology and everything, I just gravitated towards that. And that's what I loved studying the most. And then when we had our clinical placements, I really realized that labor and delivery was like my dream placement. I just loved it. There's nothing like it. Like to this day, watching someone give birth is and helping with it is just one of the most rewarding experiences. And I knew after that first day of seeing my first birth, I was like, yep, this is where I want to be for the rest of my career.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And for anybody that doesn't know too, if I can give you like a little bit of an up in this, Sydney actively is still practicing as a labor and delivery nurse.
Oh yeah. 100%.
She is not like in the background, just on social, not that there's anything wrong with that either for people who've transitioned, but I think important from the perspective of your experience as we talk about issues is that like you are really still in this right now on the ground, taking care of patients every single day.
Every day. And I think that that's kind of something that I will never lose because I truly love it that much. And it gives me kind of the purpose that I feel like I need in my life. And it also helps me to be able to be a good social media creator in this space because I feel like I can take what I've learned and seen in practice and bring it to social media where I can explain it to so many more people. And that's kind of my goal with social media is just to educate more people in this area. And because when you're at work, you only have, you know, so many patients that you can help. But with having a social media platform, I can help so many more people, which is why I love it. But
Totally.
So that's a little bit about me, but let's go on to you. Why did you go into medicine? Why did you choose obstetrics and gynecology?
Oh, gosh. Well, I feel like my reasons have really evolved over time, as I'm sure many like practicing physicians would say now.
Yeah.
When I was in medical school, you know, it's funny. I actually, when I went into medical school, I had the kind of beginnings of a career beforehand in election strategy and public policy.
Yeah.
And so when I went to med school, I remember somebody asking me early on what I wanted to be. And I said, you know, I'm not really sure yet. I'm still exploring, but I definitely don't want to be a surgeon because I know that I've been happy on the outside and I want to have something that has good work-life balance.
Yeah.
You know, cut to a few months later, I completely fell in love with surgery.
I was going to say, that is not the case anymore.
No, and anybody who knows me in the hospital too knows that I like really in so many ways, I'm a surgeon through and through. And so it's funny that, you know, how things have developed and turned out. But
which I think a lot of people don't know about being an OBGYN too, is that like you do a lot of surgery and like you can choose to do more gynecology surgeries versus, you know, like you have that choice, which is pretty cool about your job too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I really fell in love with that balance in medical school, I think. And it's such a classic answer when people are interviewing for residencies in OBGYN is this concept of loving medicine and surgery. And the really special place that obstetrics and gynecology occupies in the sense that you get to be the doctor and the surgeon for a whole organ system. Mm-hmm. Every other organ system, you kind of are split between a few different specialties.
Yeah.
And you have the addition of obstetrics, which, as you've mentioned, is just this like incredible, like incredibly meaningful aspect of our practice, I find.
Yeah.
As I went through, I started to gravitate a little bit more towards the surgical side of things, as I've mentioned. And so I actually, after I graduated from my residency a few years back, pursued a fellowship in minimally invasive gynecologic surgery and advanced pelvic surgery. So my kind of bread and butter practice from the surgical side of things tends to be taking care of patients with complex pelvic diseases like endometriosis, big uterine fibroids, heavy menstrual bleeding, and pelvic pain is kind of my my real niche. Yeah. And so it's been, you know, I think the things that I've loved have changed over time. Certainly surgically, I love the challenge now. I love being able to be the person who can, you know, help patients who maybe haven't been able to seek appropriate care or access appropriate care elsewhere.
Yeah.
And honestly, one of the things, everything that you've said about labor and delivery, I totally agree, I love. But I have say, as a staff now, one of my favorite parts is the camaraderie on L&D.
Oh, yeah.
Between the nurses, between the staff, our learners. It just is an incredibly special place where you're really like on a night shift in the trenches with these people.
Oh, yeah.
Taking care of a busy floor. And I feel like the relationships I've developed there have been, you know, so strong and so special to me. Yeah. So.
And I mean, I can't speak about other units because I've only ever worked on that unit, but I feel like it is special. I don't know. This might be my own bias, but I just also that relationship you build with a patient, like every new parent remembers the doctor who helped deliver their baby and usually the nurses too. Like they always remember those people. Like my mom even has it in her baby book for like me and my sister. Who was the nurse? Who was the doctors? And like, you just never forget that because it's such an important moment in your life, right?
Oh, so, absolutely. I actually wrote down every single nurse that took care of us during my delivery too.
You did.
I did. Well, I knew them all, which was incredible, but
even more special.
I really wanted to make sure that I remembered who had been there and that I could talk to Sam about those people, you know,
in the future.
Years later.
Yeah.
So Sydney, we've been chatting for a little while now and I feel like we haven't gotten into why we're here. What are we doing here with this podcast and what's our purpose?
Yes. So I think the main reason, I mean, we can both speak on it, but we found that there was a large gap in like honest educational information about women's health in general. So yes, we have the labor and delivery aspect of things, but also just women's health. So the gynecology, all of that kind of stuff. And I feel like there's a lot of room for more evidence-based information because there's a lot of misinformation online. We all know that. I know that for sure from what I've read online.
Yes,
and, you know, the internet can be a very scary place. It can also be a very helpful place, but you have to know where to find the right information. And we just wanted to kind of be that place for people to come to realize, you know, what is right and what is wrong for themselves and how to advocate better for themselves and find the right healthcare or healthcare provider for themselves as well. So we're healthcare providers, but we're not your healthcare provider. We're never here to provide, you know, medical information and advice. We can't do that. We don't know your history. But we're just here to help guide you and hopefully be able to give you some tips and tricks on how to advocate for yourself in this area.
Yeah, Absolutely. I completely agree with everything that you've said and echo it all.
Yeah.
Sydney and I have been having these conversations offline for years now.
So many years.
And and I think it was your mom, actually, who has been saying for that entire time,
yes,
you should start a podcast. You guys should start a podcast. Yes. The amount of times that she's told us each individually and I think together that we should start a podcast.
Love my mom. Shout out to her.
Shout out, Sam.
She's been pushing us to do this because I think she sits there and hears us talking and then she's like, you guys need to put this out there. And she also is a huge podcast listener. So I think she's it's so true. She's the reason we kind of pushed ourselves to do this.
But you know what? She's right and you're right in that we can't keep having these conversations offline amongst providers, right? Yeah. And not everybody can access a nurse or a gynecologist that they feel comfortable talking to and kind of delving into these topics in depth. And so, you know, to your point and to your purpose as a as an influencer and as somebody in the social media space, I think more and more we as providers, we have to meet patients where they are, right? And so this is our attempt to come meet you guys where you are.
Exactly.
And hopefully talk about some topics that you'll find interesting and informative and empowering. Yeah.
And I also think it's important to note that like, you probably experience this with your patients especially, but I do too. I find when I'm at the hospital, sometimes there's just not enough time in the day to...
There's never enough time.
Like I want to give all of my patients hours of time just answering all of their questions that they might have. But like realistically, that's just not going to happen. Yeah. There's always going to be questions that either you didn't have time to answer or when you go home, you're like, oh, I forgot to ask this question that's been bugging me, right? And we kind of wanted to create this safe space for people to ask those questions or get at least some answers to those questions and just to kind of open that conversation of things you might not have felt comfortable to ask in the office too, because there's some uncomfortable questions you might have that might seem embarrassing, even though there's nothing off limits.
You can't embarrass us.
Absolutely not. Yeah. and that goes for any like OBGYN, truly, any medical provider in the women's health area, like nothing is off limits.
No, absolutely not.
But we know it can feel a little bit uncomfortable and nerve wracking to sometimes bring up these uncomfortable things. So we're here to talk about it. Like truly, we're going to open that conversation. So
why have we called this the Push Podcast, Sydney?
Yes. So I feel like it's a really creative name because it's kind of a play on words. So it's obviously labor and delivery. You push your baby out. That one's pretty simple. So that's kind of my take on the labor and delivery side. But also,
well, you know, I think pushing, the concept of pushing also is really relevant to the space of women's healthcare in general too, right? We want to push boundaries. We want to push back against misconceptions about gynecologic health, about labor and delivery and obstetrical care. And we also, I think, want to kind of reclaim this idea of pushing and pushiness in a negative light, right?
Yeah.
I think particularly as like cisgendered women ourselves, we've really internalized in a lot of way this sense that we have to be accommodating, right? And we have to be accepting of things as they're provided to us, right? Yes. When really, when it comes to our own health, we and you as patients, we should push, right? We should push back for better care, for better conversations, and for high quality information, right? Yeah. And so that I think was the inspiration behind this as the name of the podcast.
Yeah, pushing boundaries in women's healthcare too, right? Like breaking down stigma, questioning outdated practices, advocating for change. Those are all things that we really wanted to encompass in our push podcast.
Absolutely. So Sid, what can people expect from us if they continue listening?
Yeah, honestly, as I said earlier, everything. Nothing is off limits. So we're going to talk about any labor and delivery related concepts. So pushing positions and postpartum and what to expect, what you need to pack in your hospital bag. That's something I love to talk about.
I mean, I do have to say I did text Sydney for what to pack in my own hospital bag as an OBGYN. Yes. So truly she is the expert on that.
That's why I started TikTok, was literally just to make a video about what to pack in your hospital bag. So I love that. We will definitely be talking about that, but also just diving into women's healthcare. So birth control, talking about different procedures that might be done to your uterus. I don't know. You can speak more on this, but there's so many different things about gynecologist, that is a hard word to say. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? We all slip up on it. Gynecologic care. I probably have a little bit more care. I probably use it in my day to day a little bit more.
You do.
You know, I hope what we can provide is, again, as you say, like good quality information. Yeah. Something that's long frustrated me about being able to help patients educate themselves is that most of the information that we have that we would consider to be high quality that informs our recommendations, it's locked away behind, mm-hmm. you know, academic subscriptions and databases. And so for mm-hmm. the most part, lay people actually can't access this information. So we will be your conduit to that.
Yeah.
I think you can also expect hopefully helpful expert insights from the two of us, because mm-hmm. again, we are actively involved in this space. Yeah. Not only do we do a lot of education, do we have the capacity to understand the information that we're providing to you, but we are on the ground, right? We're doing this every single day. This is our day job is not this podcast. It is.
No, exactly.
It's being a labor and delivery nurse and an OBGYN. So I hope that we'll have some insights to share that people will find valuable.
Yeah. And breaking down some maybe myths or busting some myths that you might hear online, but supporting it with evidence-based information and research. We do want to pride ourselves on that for sure. And then also just being a space, like a safe space for listeners to feel like they can come and, you know, ask some questions. Again, we can't provide medical advice, but maybe you can share your experiences with us.
Yep.
We're also going to be having some guests on the podcast as well, which we've already thought of a couple of people that we definitely want to have on the podcast, who I think will be able to share a lot of relevant information as well. So,
absolutely. So we hope that this can be a two-way conversation.
Yes.
Again, as Sid said, while we can't comment on specific scenarios, we absolutely can talk about issues that people have, questions that are burning, you know, in their minds.
Like the most frequently asked questions and that kind of stuff.
Yep. Exactly. And so we're really happy to try and unpack some of the information and the misconceptions around common gynecologic issues.
Yeah. And I'm so excited to do it with my cousin Megan. Like it could be more fun doing it with family. Like, love it.
Honestly, what a pleasure. And I have to say too, like, Sydney will be my guide in entering this space. I'm the kind of person who posts on social media like once a year for significant life events only. So bear with me as I enter into this new space.
It's the best though, truly. Like, I feel like my followers are just the sweetest. They always pump me up. You're gonna love them.
Be kind. I'm new.
Yes.
But I do have to say we are so proud of Sydney and our family for being such a good advocate and being so fearless in putting herself out there. Aww. And so I hope that can, you know, provide half of what you have for your followers.
You already have. Trust me. Trust me. You will be able to. But you guys can listen to the podcast on Apple or Spotify. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to be able to put out an episode about every week. That's our goal. So we're going to try to do that. And then if you guys want to follow us on Instagram and TikTok and YouTube, we're just going to be at the.push.podcast. So if you can go give us a subscribe, follow. That would be really, really, really helpful. Yep. And we are so excited to have you here. So thank you so much for following along.
We can't wait to keep pushing back with you guys.
Yeah.